Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Orphan Train by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Directed and engineered by Dirk Gowans. Chapter 1. The Great Ethan Cape.
It's stuck!
Cried 6-year-old Benny. His round face was red from tugging at the zipper on his suitcase.
It won't budge an inch!
Oh, Benny,
said 12-year-old Jessie, coming into the room. She shook her head and laughed.
You're taking too much.
Benny grinned at his older sister.
I think I patched too many socks.
As Jessie lifted the lid of the suitcase, several shiny red apples tumbled out onto the bed.
What on earth?
Benny shrugged.
We might get hungry.
Jessie couldn't help smiling at this. Benny was famous for his appetite. The youngest Alden was always hungry.
Don't worry, Benny,
Jessie said, as she tossed more apples onto the bed.
There'll be plenty to eat at Kate's bed and breakfast.
What's a bed and breakfast?
Benny wanted to know.
It's like a hotel, Jessie explained. Tourists get a cozy bed, then breakfast in the morning.
Grandfather was traveling to Kansas on business, and Henry, Jessie, Violet, and Benny were going along. Grandfather's good friend, Kate Crawford, had invited the children to stay with her. Kate owned a big Victorian house called Wigan Place. She rented out rooms during the summer.
You can't be sure we'll find a mystery on this trip, Benny.
But, Jessie, mysteries are always coming our way,
Benny reminded her.
Right, Violet?
That's for sure, Benny.